In 1990, when the Western Economic Grid incorporated China into its global labor pool, they could hire 47 Chinese people for one U.S. worker. The solution to the West's flagging growth was said to be euthanasia. Now that Chinese workers are aging out, no one can replace them in the factories thanks to their one-child policy. The West is in another economic pickle. Their solution to declining growth? Euthanasia. The Western financial system is under great distress. When Social Security was established in the 1930s, the average age of death was 64. So what age did they make you eligible to take advantage of it? 65. There were 43 workers for every retiree back then. Today, because people are living longer, there are 3 workers for every retiree. And because the boomers as a generation are so much larger than their successors due to the advent of the pill and legalized abortion, we have a much smaller working age population than a retiring population. So soon, there will be a 1-to-1 ratio of retirees to workers. And soon, even that will flip. The establishment is panicking. They consider it politically unfeasible to retool Social Security and Medicaid to reflect the changing demographics. So their solution? The final solution. Like in Canada, where they're encouraging people to kill themselves, like in this commercial.
Last breaths are sacred. When I imagine my final days, I see bubbles. I see the ocean. I see music. Even now, as I seek help to end my life, there is still so much beauty. You just have to be brave enough to see it.
One person on Twitter commented, "Kill yourself is either an insult that'll get you kicked off Twitter or health advice from the Canadian government." Of course, the Canadian government is trying to spin it as a positive thing, with propaganda talking points like, "Medically assisted deaths prove a growing boon to organ donation in Ontario." By the way, the woman in the assisted suicide commercial, as it turns out, actually wanted to live. This according to her friends. "I feel like I'm falling through the cracks. So if I can't access health care, am I then able to access death care?" she asked. The article goes on to say, the woman featured in a glamorous pro-euthanasia commercial opted for suicide after her years-long attempts to secure proper healthcare failed, friends have revealed. But don't think that this is just Canada. This is the entire West. They made a Mephistophelian deal in the 1930s to stave off communism by offering a softer kind of socialism. And now, because of demographic changes and economic convulsions, they can't make good on the promises. So the cynical proposal is to cull the population. Especially of the elderly. I'm sure everyone watching this is aware of the tidal wave of additional deaths caused by one methodology to thin the herd that we're not allowed to talk about. Another way is cutting off energy supplies to the populace. According to a recent article entitled "Europe's Energy Crisis is Reshaping Geopolitics," we read, a new modeling suggests that a 10% rise in real energy prices is associated with a 0.6% increase in deaths over a typical winter season. That equates to over 100,000 extra deaths of elderly people across Europe in the coming months. But don't imagine that this will be limited to Europe. Pretexts like the war in Ukraine or new green policies will be exploited to constrict energy supplies, as well as purported domestic terrorism activities, such as what happened recently in North Carolina when portions of their grid went down. The media, given their script by intelligence agencies, blame the outage on right-wing extremists protesting a drag show being put on for children. But now other energy grid sabotages are happening, such as this article entitled, 5 electricity substations in Oregon and Washington are attacked just days after 2 in North Carolina were shot up, causing widespread power outages. They're setting up the narrative now. Energy will be constricted, the elderly will die, and the villains are those dastardly family values-having extremists. Buckle up, America, because you're going to be seeing a whole suite of techniques designed to collapse population. Christmas is almost upon us. Consider getting a great book by the publisher of the New American Magazine, Dennis Barrett, named Endgame. It gives a big picture view of the emerging technocracy and puts a lot of the puzzle pieces together. Get Endgame from shopjbs.org with free shipping with the code ENDSHIP, or Endgame and the Great Reset Collector's Issue of the New American Magazine, and get free shipping plus an additional 20% off both with the code END20.